This call is being recorded.
Oh, you guys are being recorded now. Mark. Pat, was that you I heard?
We'll have to do an official roll call when we get started.
Okay. Lorraine's saying we got to do an official roll call, so let's give everybody a few more minutes.
Oh, yes.
Dave, Crystal Magalhaes here.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey,
Hey, Jess Gilmore's on the line.
This is Marlon calling in from the ball game.
Are you in Boise, Marlon?
Am I what?
Are you in Boise or Vegas?
No, I'm in South Ogden watching my granddaughter play softball.
Oh, okay. I thought you were the U or Weber State games.
No.
He's a lot more important than us, so we'll hurry.
Not at all. I'll put it on silent so I won't interfere.
Okay. Don't be cussing the ref.
Lisa Michelle's on too.
And Jess Lee's on.
Paris, was that you?
He's right there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, thanks.
Yo, how many we got up there, Sam?
Hello, this is Sanch.
Hi, Sanch.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, this is Pat. I'm on.
Hi, Pat. This is Sanch.
Hi, Sanch.
So we have a pandemic.
Yeah. Looks like it.
Chair Simmons, I think that's most of us that we have on. Should we have Lorraine do a roll call?
If we need it for the minutes, that would be fine.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Mark Stoddard?
Yes.
Bob Prince? Wilfred Clyde? Marlon Jensen, I know, I heard him. Harris is here. Nina? Jess Lee?
Here.
Pat?
Here.
Steve Lund?
Here.
Thomas Wright? Christina Ortega? Ron Gibson?
Here.
Sanch?
Here.
Alan?
Here.
Michelle?
Here.
Crystal?
Here.
Eva?
Here.
Okay. Chair Simmons, do you want me to jump into the...
We're done with that. I'll just turn the time over to you, Dave, and let you take us through it.
Okay. First of all, thanks, everyone, for joining us on such short notice. There's been a lot of things going on today, and we thought it was important that we update you on a few items. There will be a press conference in the morning, and that's why we wanted to get it done this evening with Lieutenant Governor and the Governor. President Cockett's going to be there, as well as President Watkins. So let me update you on what's taken place today. The University of Utah has been meeting, as well as all of our institutions, have been meeting daily with their staff, trying to stay up on what's the best actions to be taken for the coronavirus. And the University of Utah, over the last several days, working with President Watkins, has decided that with their spring break this week, they are going to move all their courses online. Their institution will stay open, and so the dorms will be open, the cafeterias will be open. They will be canceling all large events, any events that are over 150, and even some of the smaller ones they will cancel. A good example of that is they have a, as well as athletic events on their campus, they have a gymnastics meet with Utah State University on Friday. They're going to hold the event, but it will only be for a handful of people, just the critical staff that needs to be there to run the event. There won't be any spectators to speak of. And so each of the institutions are doing that. That's one of the things the University of Utah is doing, as well as many of the other events that they'll be canceling or postponing until a later date. If that happened, what we've been asked to do is to move that information to the Lieutenant Governor, who is heading up the task force for the governor statewide on the coronavirus. As we did that, they asked myself and Spencer to come up to the governor's office and meet with Lieutenant Governor, members of the task force, as well as the governor. And what they recommended is that all of our institutions move that direction as quickly as they possibly can to moving the essential classes that they feel like they're able to do to an online format. Our institutions, we met with them twice today, and they're willing to do that. Some of them will be able to get there quicker than others, which the Lieutenant Governor is fine with. Some of the smaller classes, they do have the opportunity to continue to run, such as their labs and so forth, with some safety precautions put into place. So that's what you'll hear tomorrow in the press conference. But we wanted to update you on that all of our institutions will move in that direction. Again, not 100% will be online, but a good portion of all eight of our institutions' coursework will be moved online throughout the rest of this semester. Any questions?
Yeah, Dave, the question pertains to graduation and commencement exercises, which many will happen in the next 30 days. What's the plan around that?
So at this point, there's been no discussion about that. In fact, Lieutenant Governor and the Governor does not want us to mention anything about commencement. Each of the institutions, though, are working through that as we currently speak to see what that may look like, but they don't want to put any announcement out on that yet. So we're still holding tight on that and kind of see where things go the next couple of weeks.
Have we considered at all region meeting to be telephonic, or are we still planning on our meeting in Logan for 2 days?
So that meeting is in Salt Lake, out at the Salt Lake Center in Taylorsville. It's at the USU Salt Lake Center. But it's on my agenda, Regent Gibson, to actually talk about is if that's something that we want to do, we definitely do that over the telephone or by Zoom or other means if you'd prefer to do that.
I'm sorry, I had it down for the wrong. I thought it was up in Logan, so I'm glad we had this call.
Yeah, well, actually, that's a good reminder. When we send the agenda, we'll make sure everybody knows that's at the Salt Lake Taylorsville and give you the – make sure you got the right address and everything.
And I'll just add that
meeting alone.
That was because of the Giant in the City dinner.
Yes, it was scheduled – it was actually scheduled for St. George. And we moved it to Salt Lake so everybody could go to that and then get to the dinner that evening.
Well, this is Lisa Michelle. I have two questions. First, I want to know about the dorms issue, because it does seem like there's liability with leaving the dorms open, and just wondering what the thinking is on all the institutions as far as dorms.
So that was a pretty wide topic of discussion. What they feel like is they need to leave the dorms open for the time being, but they feel like that they will not be crowded because a lot of the kids will not be coming back from spring break, or it'll just be a handful of those that need to stay for the small lab type of classes. So they're going to try to manage it that way and try to just keep large crowds to a minimum.
For what it's worth, my daughter, who's back at Boston University, was notified this morning. They're doing exactly the same thing. They're keeping the campus open, but moving all the on-campuses and having professors figure out how to finish up the semester without in-person attendance. Keeping the dorms open, but expecting that nobody's going to be around much.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the institutions are thinking, is the kids will go home, they'll start their summer jobs, they'll do whatever they're going to be doing, and they'll only be a handful on campuses.
And Notre Dame is even more extreme. They're telling kids not to come back, but they're only canceling classes right now till the middle of April. But the kids just left their dorms, and their dorms will not be, I guess, taken apart, but they're not allowing the kids to come back.
Oh, wow.
Interrupt.
Same thing at University of Pennsylvania. They announced that today. One question I did have, Commissioner, and that came up in one of the conversations this morning. For international students, apparently online classes don't count towards their visa requirements. I'm not sure if it has been discussed, but that was another question that came up.
I heard they made accommodations for that on Monday and that they are allowing those students to maintain their visas even though classes are going online.
Yes, I've heard the same thing. The Department of Education has worked through all that as well as the accrediting bodies.
But these wouldn't be official online classes anyway.
These are not official online classes. These are just an opportunity. They're going to be using the Canvas platform to put different assignments out there. Faculty will still be available to them or Zoom, what other methods. So it's not really a true online class.
Okay, because my nephew is there and there were a bunch of conversations around that for international students, USCIS needs to, or State Department needs to do something. So hence I asked the question on that.
Yeah, I appreciate that question. I can tell you the institutions, they've been meeting. In fact, I think that's all the presidents have been doing is dealing with this and the task force on their campuses. There's constant communication. We've asked them to send us all communication before it goes out. And I know Melanie hasn't done much besides just fill us out for the last 2 weeks. So there's been a lot going on, and I applaud our presidents for the time and effort they're putting into this to make sure that their students are in a good place.
Well, at least it's happening before spring break, because my kids got told today, don't come back from your spring break, and they don't even have their clothes or books. We have to now figure out how they are going to complete semester. So actually good timing on the part of universities. Please do commend the presidents for
It's good timing for a couple of them. A couple of them have already been on spring break, Utah State and Weber State. So they're gonna be a little bit longer getting everything online, but they're working diligently and have been for a while to get everything switched over. So like for the University of Utah, another spring break's coming up, is really good timing. For a couple of our institutions, it's going to be a little more challenging, but they're up to the task.
So do you have a timeline? I know you said till the end of the semester, but what timeline are we looking at?
So they want them to go through the end of the semester, so that'll be through April. Obviously, we'll be assessing that, daily as that moves forward. I'm hoping it doesn't get down to where we have to have a hard close for institutions, but speaking today with a few of them, it may get to that point. We hope not. So we'll keep assessing this every single day.
I have a question, Commissioner.
Yes.
So in talking to some students, students seem to be a bit concerned about their grades. And I know that may not seem like a big deal just given the situation, but I just wonder if there's like a way for us to kind of calm the nerves of students, especially as student body presidents, as they've heard a lot of students are concerned about classes going online and for students being able to succeed in that type of format, as a lot of students tend to not do well in online classes, which is why they don't sign up for them. And so I'm just wondering if there's a way, or if you have any ideas for the student body presidents to kind of calm the nerves of students who are feeling stressed out about that switch.
Thank you. We will definitely have that conversation with the presidents. I've had individual conversation with the presidents about that. Let us work with them and their marketing people and their messaging team to come up with a way to make sure that the students are not going to be hurt. I can tell you this, presidents, that's the last thing they want. In fact, they're going to be asking their faculty member to make sure they're very, I don't want to say lenient, but understanding of those types of students that may be struggling or having issues with that. And giving students the benefit of the doubt, making sure they have the help and the resources they need in that situation. So we will work with them to send a message out, and maybe we can even craft that message here, get it approved by the presidents, and then have the institutions share that with the students. Something like that work, Shiva?
Yeah, that would be really helpful. I just think, the students need to hear that the professors will be understanding in this situation, just to help calm their nerves, as I know a lot of students are feeling stressed about that. I think that'll be helpful.
I've got a daughter at Utah State that I got a text today. I should read it to you. That's what she's freaking out about.
Oh, yeah.
So no, yeah, we definitely need to get that out.
Awesome. Yeah, I think the sooner the better, just because students, yeah, especially the ones that are on spring break, you know, as they start to return, I think that will just start to stress some students out. So yeah, that's good. And then my other question is this conversation that we're having right now confidential? I'm just wondering if I'm allowed to share this information with the student body presidents, or if I should wait for them to speak to their institutions individually.
Wait for them to speak to their institution. This is not private. I mean, this is an open meeting. But okay. I would ask each of you, I would definitely ask you, we actually got an executive order from the governor's office by text, if you can do that, to not share any of the information, whatever institutions are doing, until after the press conference tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And okay. So each of them is going to have their message ready to go out to their students, and they're going to hit send at 9 o'clock as soon as the press conference starts. So
okay.
At that point would be good. Chair Simmons, if you can, I know it's just very late. That press conference is going to be at 9 o'clock. And if at all possible, if you could be there, it would be great. If not, we totally understand. Like I said, the two presidents and myself are going to be there, but if you could be there, it'd be fantastic.
Okay. And it's at the Capitol?
It's the Capitol. We're just going to meet in the right by the governor's office at 8:45, and then we'll go down in the what do they call it? The EOC room. Yeah, they'll take us back to the EOC.
I should be able to be there.
Okay. Any other questions?
Well, I think as a corporate citizen, we should probably do our meeting by phone in March. I mean, you guys can consider it, but to me, even if it's inconvenient, it feels like by putting things at risk every time, we just don't look like we're acknowledging the seriousness of it. So that's my vote on the meeting.
I would agree.
Good feedback. We were actually talking about that. We think that's a good way. So why don't we set it up that way? Is everybody okay? Is there anybody that's not okay with doing that? Let me ask that way, so I'm getting the feeling that everybody's comfortable doing that. We'll have 2 days of meetings, but I think we can make it work. Maybe we can shorten up some of the stuff as well. We'll take a look at the agenda and see if we some things we can move to the May meeting, where we hopefully by then we can be face-to-face.
Good.
I don't think there will be any objections. The other option, just like NBA and others are doing, not allowing visitors, and good corporate citizens, if you're not feeling well, please don't come for the meeting. Attend remotely. I was at a lunch meeting today, and the person walked in with a raging cold. I do not know why somebody would do that, but that was the most stressful meeting I've had in a very long time, sitting across the table from somebody.
Yeah, I think I'd have left. Any other thoughts or concerns? We'll keep you posted. I will, if things progress, hopefully they don't, but if things progress more than this, I will definitely be sending out emails, and then we'll pull everybody together if we need to, but I'm hoping from this point we can just handle it with some emails and just know that our institutions are doing all they can to get to the online format as fast as they can. Again, there will be some labs that they'll continue to run for the time being, and if it gets worse, they'll even shut those down, but I do feel like we're in a good place.
That's great. Thanks for all your work.
It's very appropriate for all you're doing.
Please officially close it too.
Yeah, so, thanks to all of you.
Well, thanks to all you.
Thank you,
please
convey our support for the presidents.
Thank you. Can we get a motion to adjourn? Just for the meeting minutes?
I move
that we adjourn.
Thanks, Jessalee. Awesome. And Ron, was that you the second?
Yep.
Or I should say Regent Gibson. I can only say Regent for a few more times, so I better use those.
Well, we've been called worse. So
I don't want to call you state board members. That just doesn't sound right. So anyway, well, thanks. Thanks, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.